Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help, you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
This Sunday here in Spain, I welcome Cafel Watchard back to the studio. Cafel, how are you doing?
I'm keeping well, Howard. Looking forward to some more spring-like weather here in Spain, but other than that, everything's good. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. Well, one of the topics we touch on in these weekly discussions is investing. There's been some volatility recently in investment markets, so let's look at what's been going on and why, and hopefully reassure investors. So Cathal, what has happened lately to investment markets?
Yes, indeed, Howard. The past few weeks have been a challenging time for global markets, driven mostly by the economic uncertainty resulting from President Trump's tariff war and shifting government policies. The two major US equity indices, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ, which is a tech index, have recently faced sharp pullbacks due to concerns over the impact of the US economy and the ongoing trade tensions with Canada, Mexico and China. In fact, the 25% duty has been imposed on all steel and aluminium imports into the US, and tariffs on goods from Canada, Mexico and China are due to be or have been issued already.
What is the impact of tariffs for companies and the wider economy?
The implementation of tariffs is likely to have an inflationary impact on both the US and related global markets, since both within and outside the US will have higher costs disrupting the supply chains. There'll also be increased investor uncertainty causing volatility in the markets. And so trade partner relationships have been impacted since retaliatory measures have been implemented. For example, Canada announcing 25% tariffs on $20 billion worth of US goods. So some fund managers will use this downturn as an opportunity to buy US companies due to their belief that the underlying metrics indicate that some US stocks are oversold.
Have all asset classes and regions been affected?
Yes, there's been a wide, effect from these tariffs. European equity markets have shown good resilience and have outperformed US equities so far this year, with Germany's transition from their long-standing fiscal conservatism and recently announcing government plans to invest heavily in infrastructure and defence. Also, emerging markets have generally performed well this year due to growth in the Chinese AI sector, increased consumer spending and corporate reforms in the likes of Japan. However, just like developed markets, the political instability and potential global economic shifts add an element of uncertainty in the short term to this sector. Also, the introduction of US tariffs and greater European government borrowing has recently caused some pressure on bond yields in both the US and Europe, as both changes have had inflationary repercussions. Therefore, major markets are likely to keep rate cuts on hold and maintain current or higher rates of interest.
And what advice do you have for investors at this time?
Yes, a good question, Howard. I would urge people not to worry, not to make emotional or knee-jerk reactions or decisions to these markets at the moment. I would always recommend to stick to one's long-term investment plan and remain steadfast with their investments. All financial success comes from acting on a plan, and a lot of financial failure comes from reacting to the market. So it's always better to plan rather than react. We know that markets are very predictable over the long run, but very unpredictable in the short term. So it's crucial to zoom out and gain perspective, and statistically over the longer term, markets provide positive returns around 75% of the time, and we should expect corrections and pullbacks from time to time. And in fact, these can be seen as buying opportunities to add to your portfolio. And this is especially true after we've had two stellar years for the stock market. The US stock market, the largest stock market in the world, has delivered two back-to-back 20% returns in the last 2 years. So a breather or a correction or some profit taking should be expected. So for people who are thinking of kind of jumping out and trying to get back in, market timing is a risky game. And for the vast, vast majority of investors, time in the market rather than trying to time the market produces the best results over the medium and longer term. In fact, missing just a few of the best days can significantly impact long-term returns for a portfolio. So overall, we believe that a diversified investment approach combined with strategic asset allocation and a focus on long-term fundamentals will be essential for navigating the evolving market landscape. Recent market events, as I mentioned, are unlikely to impact long-term returns for client portfolios.
Many thanks, Cathal, for keeping us up to date on this important subject. And of course, if our listeners are concerned about their investments currently or you're looking to the future, the best place to start is the Blevins-Franks website, which is quite simply blevinsfranks.com.
Thank you very much, Howard. I look forward to speaking in a couple of weeks' time.